Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skin care a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And as I say, you know we like to do acoustic sessions, and we have one today with Richard Spano and Charlotte Detweiler in our studio. How are you guys this morning?
Awake.
Awake.
Good morning.
Well, that's a good start, I would say.
Well, Hunter, you're the only person with the power in this town to get musicians up before noon.
Well, what would you like to play for us before we get to talking here?
Well, we've got a tune, excuse me, this is called Shenandoah With You, and it was written a long time ago, and when the first time I saw the Shenandoah Valley, after looking at the mountains of Manhattan.
Okay.
And one of the first songs I played for Charlotte, and she jumped right in on it. So
okay, well, here is Richard Spano and Charlotte Detweiler here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Mountains tonight, how the moonlight is filtering down, and outlines will fade in a ghostly gray light, and the stars are so close, there's no one around. I'm not looking for much, just a place to relax. Drive out this chill from my bone. It's early morning Monday and I misplaced my map, and my travels keep taking me further from home. I know how I miss you. Tell me, when will this foolishness end? I know we promised ourselves we'd see this thing through, and all I wanted to see was Shenandoah with you. With my mind and my heart, I've touched all the season, felt the wind and the rain and the snow on my face. But traveling without you is just miles without reason. All this would vanish without you by my side. So I wish you'd believe when I say you're the one. We're trying to prove that I'm wrong. There's tear in my eye, it's just the wind and the sun, and maybe the feeling that I've been gone too long. How I miss you. Tell me, when will this foolishness end? I know we promised ourselves we'd see this thing through, and all I wanted to see was Shenandoah with you. All I wanted to see was Shenandoah with you.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Very nice. Richard Spano and Charlotte Detweiler here in our studio this morning. And you know, before we took off for a while, we had clarinetists here in the studio from the Tidewater Winds, and now today we have a cello. That's really, woohoo! Yeah, we're really branching out here on the show, really getting acoustic, I think. But thank you guys for coming down here today. Why don't you, first of all, explain to me what Songs Without Borders is.
Well, I met Charlotte in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Yeah, I saw that she had performed there. Charlotte, yeah. I was going to ask you about that, but maybe we can get into it now. Go ahead.
We went there as part of a USO MWR tour in 2004, you think? Somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And I was with a rock band, a three-piece rock band, and Charlotte was with a four-piece string quartet. They were dressed in gowns and beautiful hairdos, and we were rock and roll grungies. Mm-hmm. And we played two shows a day for 2 weeks. That bass is huge, and we went all over the bass. Played one afternoon show and one night show.
Mm-hmm. We were actually the first classical string quartet to go to Guantanamo Bay.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Wow! How did that happen? How did it come about that you went there?
Mike Dury, probably.
And Lillian Curry.
Yeah, they were the folks that booked us locally were veterans.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure how we ended up. I just know that one morning we were getting on a plane at NAS, and they closed the windows so we couldn't see where we were going.
So you met there, but how did that lead to what you're doing now?
Well, we after we did our first show, we ended every show with Freebird. And after the first time we did that, Charlotte came over still dressed in a concert gown and all that stuff and said, you know, I know the slide guitar part to Freebird on the cello.
Is that true?
It's true.
Shocking but true.
Shocking but true.
Okay.
So we did for
anybody that knows me probably wouldn't be too shocked.
Wouldn't be shocked, yeah.
Wow. And the entire thing. You can do the entire thing.
Yeah.
It's only like 15 minutes long or something like that.
It's about 9 minutes and 10 seconds.
Oh, okay, all right, there you go.
It brought the audience down every night. People just loved it. And we've been friends essentially ever since. Charlotte, I think you went back to Canada, came back. And then you called me up to do a thing at the Chrysler Museum with the disco DJ from New York.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So we've had a long and bizarre but very friendly musical relationship over the years. And Charlotte moved back to Toronto.
Correct.
And last year. Right?
And you're from Toronto.
2 years ago.
You're from Toronto.
Well, the Toronto area.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know what, I'll try and get you some gigs up here. So we did. I sent her some stuff, and she booked a gig that was supposed to happen this weekend. And certain things about crossing the border and coming back intervened.
Given our current situation.
Are you okay there?
Yeah.
Throat strike. So we did a pivot.
Yeah, we did a pivot.
And I said, hey, you know, used to live here and got my friend family to come and visit. Why don't we just make it happen down here instead?
Okay. And that's what is this performance this afternoon then?
Yes.
And it's called
Songs Without Borders.
And what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
Well,
and when people come down to see you at Bucketheads in Virginia Beach
at 4 o'clock this afternoon,
what are they going to see?
Essentially, that I'm featuring and trying to talk about music is one of those things that doesn't seem to recognize, you know, immigration lines and borders, and no matter where you are, you can get it. Especially now, it's ubiquitous and readily available, even if you're in a hut someplace. Mm-hmm. And there's so much. When I was getting ready to go up there, I did a deep dive research into Canadian music, which is amazing how much of the Canadian music influenced what was happening here in the States.
And we also get so much of the British influence,
right?
Sure.
As well, the European influence.
Canada is much, to me anyway, Canada is much more international. I mean, they speak two languages. It's really culturally, it's really rich, and the music
that like the rock music that was coming out of there. It was pretty amazing. And there's a legacy that, Hunter, you're part of, actually, that
I'm a part of a legacy?
Yeah, the legacy of having live entertainment on a radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it, I mean, it started a long time ago. Alan Freed was having
people.
And,
I remember
and
him.
Even in Canada, there was a radio show that started in 1924. They were doing blues and stuff live on the radio. So you're part of a long and illustrious and...
What you're trying to tell me is I'm old, right, Richard? That's what you're trying to tell me.
That's what you're trying to tell me.
That's okay. It's okay. I know. I know I am.
Enriched life.
Enriched. Thank you. That's
we don't call
nice.
People old. We call them survivors.
Oh, gotcha.
So, and you're one of my oldest friends here, and you are a survivor. So we're very happy to be here.
Yeah. So at Bucketheads, you're going to kind of have a mixture of American, European, and Canadian music. Is that it?
And it's more than just, you know, music being a universal language. It's about what people choose to listen to and having that freedom of choice to listen to what you want to listen to in democracy, you know, having to be able to have those choices.
Yeah.
And that having those influences and how it doesn't have borders. Musicians have for centuries all played together from different countries and joined together and from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Without making any distinction, you know.
It's like, right.
You know, you're from some place, I'm not going to play with you.
Right.
I've never heard that phrase.
Now, so. You've also had some other shows, though, too, under this Songs Without Borders.
We did one last night.
Did one last night?
Did you? Private show at a place called the Roger Adams Amphitheater in Virginia Beach.
Now, who else was involved in that? I saw names like Jim Bullitt, Karen Shepherd.
Yeah, Karen was playing keyboard.
Diane Rester has played with you.
Yeah, she's going to play with us tonight. She was there yesterday.
I see.
Jim had church today, or he would be here with us.
I see.
They appointed him the head of the choir there, so he really can't skip.
Yeah.
He's stuck.
We're talking with Richard Spano and Charlotte Detweiler here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I was going to play, when I first became aware that there were Canadians making music, it was a long time ago, but the fellow that is synonymous with Canadian folk music is a guy named Gordon Lightfoot, right?
Yes.
Right? And we just happened, Teresa and I just happened to chance on a documentary on Amazon Prime or something about Gordon and how influential he was across the board. And I learned the song not realizing how it was so popular and was also from a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is.
Okay.
Morning rain with a dollar in my hand and a naked in my heart, my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, no place left to go. Out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the ground where the cold winds blow. Well, that liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. Well, there she goes, my friend, she's taking off at last. Hear the mighty engines roar, see your silver wings on high. She's away in westward bound,
on across the sky she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines, she'll be flying o'er my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It ain't no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, wet and cold as I might be. 'Cause you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'll best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I'll best be on my way in the early morning rain.
By the way, I meant to mention that we have this up on Facebook as a live feed right now. If you do see it, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Charlotte Detweiler and Richard Spano here this morning. Charlotte, let's talk a little bit about your background. It's quite extensive. You were telling me before this that before we got started that you've been involved with four different symphonic entities. Why don't you talk about them?
Well, I was in Symphonicity here in Virginia for about 18 years before I moved back to Ontario. And since moving back to Ontario, I'm now in the Cambridge Symphony Orchestra, the Waterloo Chamber Players, which I was a member of before I moved to Virginia, and in the Milton Philharmonic Orchestra, and recently joined the Stratford Symphony Orchestra, which is, as you may or may not know, Stratford is famous for its theaters where William Shatner got his start.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, they're really big in live theater in that area.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were with Symphonicity, you were the core cellist. What is that?
Yeah, one of the core. I guess it just comes after a time that you're somebody that they can rely on, and based on your skill set, and did Nutcracker every year, and always doing the 31st Street stage concerts in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. The boss. You're the boss cellist.
No, that's the principal. Core is just means like
the
you're
cellist,
a very, you know, always a stable member of the orchestra in your section.
Yeah. Now, you're also the recipient of the 2015 Hampton Roads Outstanding Music Educator. That's pretty cool.
Yes, a performing artist and a teaching artist. That came about. I'm one of the first teachers with the Heartstrings program that started up at the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. And then I moved forward from that to working with Ray Ramirez up in Newport News there with the Soundscapes program as well. I'm a firm believer in, you know, supporting these after-school programs so that students can have access to music and experience music in a different way that takes them outside of their world that as they know it, and expand their world quite extensively, and opens up their mind and their hearts to possibilities that they can believe in themselves, developing their character and getting to know them. Teaching the person before you can teach them music.
Yeah. Well, you guys sound great together, by the way. It's just it's wonderful to have you guys here. And, again, their show is at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Bucketheads. Would you like to do one more thing for us here?
Sure.
Before we have
this
to say goodbye.
This is
going
to be kind of a make up an arrangement on live radio because we haven't really rehearsed
this. That's been different than any any other hour we've been playing together this week.
It's taken Charlotte a little while to get this.
More of the same, please. Bring
You've been called out by Charlotte there, Richard.
The Richard sister.
She's finally figured you out.
I think she figured me out way before this.
Okay. This is Richard Spano and Charlotte Detweiler here on Hunter at Sunrise.
This is a song that I wrote about my dad, and most of the songs on the album that we released a couple of years back called In the Shadow of Cupid's Arrow was written with Jim Bullitt, who was an astonishing songwriter, and I would send him these lyrics, and the next day he would have the song. And after doing that like four or five times, I thought, you know, we should do an album. So we did, and this is particularly one of the most beautiful melodies he's written for me, and this is called The Ghost in Plain Sight.
You may not know, but it has some meaning to me, too, because I just recently lost my father.
Your dad.
So.
Oh, my, I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that.
So it's, you know, it's a touching, very beautiful.
I am older now than my father ever was. He left too young with a pile of dreams behind, but he's still here, a ghost in plain sight, singing me home through the hopeful shadowy night. I am older now than my father ever was, but I hear his voice and I quickly turn to see where it's coming from. But that part of me is cracked off the face of the earth, and it floats maddeningly out of reach. But he whispers, "Son, don't turn around. Keep your feet down on this world's firm ground. And remember what we shared and what you don't recall. Devise, 'cause I'm a shadow of my former self, but we still see through each other's eyes. My father could be, he left too young and a pile of dreams for me, but he's still here, a ghost in plain sight, singing me home through the hopeful shadowy night, singing me home, singing me home, singing me home through the hopeful shadowy night, singing me home, singing me home, singing me home.
Richard Spano and Charlotte Detweiler, and beautiful song for sure. I mean, we've played it a couple of times here on our show.
But not like that.
Yeah, I know. And so again, it's Songs Without Borders, and it's this afternoon at 4 o'clock at Bucketheads. You're going to get started, but you have a couple of other people playing with you. Who else is going to be playing?
Jim Bullitt is a part of the band, so Jim will be there. Karen Shepherd is part of the band. She'll be there.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a good time.
Diane Rester comes and sings with us sometime. And Cliff Williamson plays amazing harmonica.
Oh, okay.
So it's we have more room there than we had last night at this other place. So we're bringing everybody.
I see.
Plus, we have to play for 3 hours, so we have to fill up space.
Yeah.
But please come out.
Yeah.
And well, bring a chair.
Thank you both for coming. Charlotte, it's been so nice to meet you and to hear your cello. It's wonderful.
Well, thanks for having us.
Oh, hold on. There, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and it's nice to be back.
Oh, yeah. And so you're going to be in the area from now on, or what is that all
no,
about?
No, just until the end of the month.
Just until the end of the month. And then you go back to Toronto.
I do.
One of the best cities in Canada, I must say.
One of the best cities in the world, I think.
It's a pretty cool city.
And I'm going on tour to Arkansas and Texas.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
It is.
New York City.
Only cleaner and bigger and brighter and less traffic.
And really cool music.
And really cool music.
Well, thanks again for being
Patrick,
on
thank
the
you
show.
So much.
No problem. And I wish you luck with this show coming up this afternoon.
Maybe we'll see you.
Maybe. We'll see. Richard Spano and Charlotte Detweiler here on Hunter at Sunrise.